全美大学篮球季后赛的开始，英文叫做 March Madness。
We all know that this week is the beginning of a National American College Basketball season, which is known as March Madness.
这对许多美国人来说，这是一个疯狂的季节，因为很多球迷们为了他们所心仪的球队来疯狂。
For many Americans, this is a crazy season where fans passionately support their favorite teams.
他们会忠心地跟随自己的球队去摇旗呐喊，有的会放下他们的工作、学习，舍得花时间、花钱，一直跟随自己的球队打到最后的胜利。
They faithfully following their favorite teams, waving flags and cheering fervently. They put aside their work studies and willingly spend their money and time following their teams all the way to the victory.
看到这些球迷们，他们对自己的球队的那一份的忠心，那一份的热心，那一份的专一，让我想到作为基督徒的我们，跟随主，做主门徒，那是我们的护照。
Watching these fans' loyalty, enthusiasm, and dedication to their teams reminds me of our call as Christians to follow the Lord, to be the disciples of Christ.
那什么是做主门徒应该有的样子呢？
What does that mean to be a disciple of the Lord?
尤其在当下这样一个充满动荡的时代，跟随主，我们要如何来跟随他呢？
In the current tumultuous generation, how should we respond to Lord and follow the God?
今天是 Palm Sunday， 它标志着我们进入每一个基督徒在期待中的复活节前的 Holy Week 的开始。
Today is Palm Sunday, which is the beginning of a Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter, eagerly awaited by every Christian.
那我要借着路加福音第九章57-62节，跟大家一起来思想什么是主耶稣对每一个跟随他的门徒的期待，那什么是做主门徒的奥秘。
I want to reflect with everyone on what Jesus expects from each of his disciples who follow him, what is the mystery of being a disciple of the Lord through Luke 9:57-62.
接下来我跟大家一起来读这一段经文，你可以用英文读，也可以用中文读。路加福音9:57-62。
Now we can read Luke 9:57-62. You can read either in Chinese or English.
我们一起读。他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“湖里有洞。”天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说：“跟从我来。”那人说：“主，容我先去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。”又有一人说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。”耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。”感谢神，这是神的话。我们知道路加福音第一章到第八章，它的主题是讲耶稣是谁。
The theme of chapters 1 to 8 of the Gospel of Luke is Who is Jesus?
作者的目的是要显明耶稣的身份。
The purpose of this is to reveal the identity of Jesus.
然后从第九章开始一直到第十八章，他的中心就是跟随耶稣。
From chapter 9 to chapter 18, the focus shifts to following Jesus.
其实从第九章一开始，主耶稣就发出一个重要的呼召，跟从我。
And the beginning of chapter 9, Jesus has an important call.Which is to follow me.
既然我们已经知道耶稣是谁，跟随耶稣又是我们的呼召，也是做他的门徒应有的回应。那么跟随耶稣又意味着什么呢？
Since we know who Jesus is and that following Jesus is the call of the Lord, as well as the response that his disciples should have. What does that mean to follow him?
第九章有一个很关键的词，那就是跟从 ，follow。
The key word in chapter 9 is follow.
它一共出现了五次
，which appears a total of 5 times.
它这一章讲到一个跟随耶稣的门徒，意味着他有了新的身份，意味着他的生命有了一个新的优先的次序。
This chapter discusses how following Jesus as disciple means having a new identity, a new set of priorities in life.
他的生活有了新的目标。
And life has a new goals.
所以刚才我们读的这段经文是主耶稣向三位要跟随他的人的对话，他也指出了我们跟随耶稣要面对的三个试探和拦阻。
The passage we just read is a dialogue between Jesus and three different people who want to follow him, which points out three obstacles and temptations that all followers of Christ must face.
也告诉我们什么是他对跟随他的门徒的期待。
It also tells us what he expects from those who follow him.
就是一个真正的主的门徒必须有的三个跨越。
Which is a true disciple of the Lord must overcome three different challenges.
第一个跨越是跨越物质生活享受的试探。
The first one is overcome the temptation of enjoying the pleasure from materialism in life.
第九章的五十一节就这样说：耶稣被上升的日子将到，他就定义往耶路撒冷去。
Luke 9:51 says, And the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus decided to go to Jerusalem.
从此耶稣开始一路向耶路撒冷进发。
This marks the beginning of Jesus' journey toward Jerusalem.
接下来作者要在展示的就是在福音书中是跟随耶稣的这个重要的主题。
So the author of this book emphasizes the theme of following Jesus from this point onward.
第九章五十七到五十八节讲到一个第一个人，有一个人来跟耶稣对他的表白。
In verses 57 to 58, is talking about the first person who decided to follow Jesus.
那个人跟耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
This person expressed a desire to follow Jesus whenever he goes.
这是一个非常有信心的宣告，因为他说无论你往哪里去，我都要跟从你。
This is a faithful proclaim because it says, whenever you go, I will follow you.
这有点像在婚礼上面的誓言，是一个很大的承诺。
So this is a biggest promise.
然而耶稣的回答又出人意料。
Whereas Jesus' response was surprising people.
他没有像我们想象中的对他表扬或者是对他的肯定，相反耶稣好像是在劝阻他。
So Jesus' response wasn't a praise or an affirmation we might expect it. Instead, he seemed to be cautioning or even intimidating the person.
为什么
？Why？
因为耶稣看见什么是他内心真正所看重的东西。
Because Jesus saw what truly mattered in his heart.
所以耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”
Therefore, Jesus said, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
他好像在反问他。你知道这意味着什么吗
？It's as if he was asking, "Do you understand what this means?"
其实他要告诉我们，跟随耶稣要面对的挑战。
He conveyed the message that we will face the challenges when we decide to follow him.
你可能会居无定所，你可能不一定会是一种物质上的享受。
It may mean that you will be homeless. It may also mean that you will not have the pleasure from the material comforts.
对于每一个人来说，这都是一个试探。
For everyone, this is a temptation.
我们记得马太、马可和路加福音中都记录有一个富有的少年官的比喻。
So we remember a story of a rich young ruler in the Gospel of Matthew.
他问耶稣说：“我该做什么？”才可以承受永生。耶稣回答他说：“你还缺一件，就是要变卖所有，分给穷人，来跟从我。”
This young ruler came to Jesus and asked, "What good thing must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied to him, saying that he still lacked one thing.
结果，这位少年官是忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他。很富足。
He needed to sell everything he had, given the money to the poor, and they come and follow Jesus. However, the rich young ruler left feeling sad because he was very wealthy and couldn't let go of his material comforts.
他放不下物质生活上的享受。
He could not let go of his material comforts.
耶稣也是在跟我们说话，对于今天的我们。
Jesus is also speaking the same thing to us today.
对今天的我们来讲，我们有房产，有 401k， 有 pension plan， 或者有经济上的 security， 是我们所看重的。
For many of us today have the property, a 401k plan, a pension plan, and financial security.
耶稣告诉我们，如果你是看重这一些东西的人，你跟随他就会让你失望。
Yeah, Jesus tells us that if we prioritize all of these things mentioned just now, following him will leave us disappointed.
其实对于我们来讲，这一两节话，还有另外传递一个更深层的真理。
In fact, Jesus is conveying a deeper truth here through this message.
耶稣在这里讲到洞，讲到窝，讲到枕头的地方，这些都是什么？都是睡觉休息的地方。
When Jesus speaks of dens, nests, a place to lay his head, that's referring to places for rest and sleep.
对我们人来说，睡觉是一件很要紧的事。许多人我们出差。在外或者旅行在外，最大的挑战就是休息不好，睡不好觉。
For us humans, sleep is crucial, and many people struggle to rest well when they're traveling, where they are traveling or away from home because they are not attached to their pillows.
因为我们认我们自己的枕头。
Because we like our own pillows at home.
我们最舒服的地方就是在家里。因为那里有我们最舒服的枕头。
The most comfortable place for us is at home because there is where we have our most comfortable pillows.
它代表那是我们的家。
It represents our home.
耶稣的话其实在问，哪里是你的家？
Jesus' words are asking, where is your home?
我们的灵魂需要一个安息的家。那位富有的少年官其实他在找一个这样子的家。
Our souls need a home where we can find rest. The rich young ruler was actually searching for such home.
耶稣其实在提示门徒，这个世界不是你的家，你只是一个客旅，你真正的家是在天上，而跟随耶稣是你回家的道路。
Jesus was hinting to his disciples, and this world is not your home. You are just a traveler. Your true home is in heaven. Following Jesus is the path back home for you.
可能你没有 pension， 可能你没有 finance planner 眼中的 401k， 但是你在耶稣那里有家的 security。
You may not have a pension.You may not have the 401k plan, the financial planners, but in Jesus, you have the security of a home.
我们教会的Charles Charles 弟兄，周志健弟兄是我们教会的宣教师。
Our missionary brother Charles Zhou，
他毕业于名校，曾经在伊拉利里从事新药的开发研究，有一份在人眼里看来很理想的工作。
A graduate of prestige university, one worked in the new drug development research at Eli Lilly, a job that many would consider as ideal.
十几年前，当我们认识他的时候，我们就知道他心中一直有一个非常清楚的呼召，就是要去海外宣教。
Many years ago, we met him at church, and he always had a clear calling in his heart to go overseas for missions.
最后他放下了在美国的工作，凭着信心去了生活条件相对比较艰苦的柬埔寨宣教。
Eventually, he left his job in the United States and with faith went to Cambodia, where living conditions are much more challenging than it is here.
八年前，就是这个星期，星期五的晚上，他来到校园团契，在他出发之前，跟校园的弟兄姐妹分享他的使命，分享他宣教的意向。
8 years ago of this week, before heading to mission field, he came to the campus and shared with the students about his calling and his vision.
两个星期前，我在我们教会的宣教年会上见到他，我仿佛看见初期教会的保罗。
Two weeks ago, I saw him at a mission conference. I felt as though I was witnessing Paul of the early church.
据说保罗长得跟他的个子差不多，这个脸色也是这样的黑黑的，真的很像。
So as I heard, like Paul was looked like Charles because they are same height. They also their skin tone was same.
更是他对主那一份的单纯的信心。
And they have a pure faith in God.
当我问他接下来已经八年了哈，在柬埔寨，我接下来会如何？他说他要留在柬埔寨，毕生传扬福音，建立教会，祝福更多的人。
When I asked what's his vision for later of his life, he intends to stay in Cambodia for the rest of his life to preach the gospel, establish churches, and bless more people.
常人不能明白，甚至不能理解，但他就这样单纯的跟从耶稣，成为今天我们每一个跟随耶稣的门徒的见证。
Many people cannot understand or even comprehend his decision, but he simply follows Jesus in such a pure way, becoming a testimony of a true disciple of Jesus today.
Amen. 第二个，我们要面对的跨越，就是跨越我们生命责任中的优先次序的试探。
So the second point I would like to talk about is to overcome the temptation of prioritizing personal responsibilities.
58-59是耶稣，59-60是主耶稣和第二个人的对话。
From verse 59-60, it's a conversation between Jesus and second person.
耶稣向这个人发出邀请，来跟从我。
Jesus invited this person to follow him.
结果这个人请求耶稣让他先回去埋葬他的父亲。
But this person said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father.
要知道在犹太律法中，埋葬亲人是一件非常重要的义务。
In the Jewish customs at the time, funerals is actually a very significant part.
他优先于祈祷、学习律法、参加圣殿的礼拜，甚至逾越节的宴席。
It's more significant than It's more significant than their traditional custom and Passover meals and temple worshiping.
从此可以看出，其实这一个人是一个虔诚的犹太人。
So we can really see this is a humble Jewish person.
所以他在努力的履行律法的条文，他的要求在我们看来其实蛮是合理。
He tried very hard to fulfill the prescripts of law, and his request seems reasonable to us.
然而耶稣的回答让人很难理解，那他为什么会这样为这样之类回答他呢？
However, Jesus' response is difficult to understand. Why did he answer in this way?
因为按照当时的犹太人的习俗，犹太人的葬礼其实包括两个阶段。
According to Jewish customs, Jewish funerals consist of two stages.
首先，当一个人去世以后，他会准备好他的尸体，把他放在墓穴当中。这应该会发生在这个人死后当天或者很短的时间内。
First, preparing a body and placing it in a tomb, which could happen on a day of death or shortly after, thereafter.
然后是一年之后，会将尸骨移入一个骨盒当中，再进行一个仪式，进行埋葬。
Then a year later, the bones would be removed and placed in a coffin for burial.
圣经中没有具体的说明。
The Bible does not specify.
但是当时这个人，他正在跟随耶稣的人选当中，可以想象埋葬父亲应该不是他那时必须马上要去做的事情。
But the person in question was likely among the crowd following Jesus at that moment. So it's not conceivable that burying his father wasn't an immediate necessity.
所以这里有两个可能，一个可能是他的父亲是一年前去世，他正在筹划埋葬他父亲埋葬的仪式。
There are two possible explanations. One is that his father passed away a year ago, and he was planning to bury him.
那也可能是他父亲还活着，但应该不是得了什么疾病，否则的话他会请求耶稣去医治他的父亲。可能是他的父亲已经到了晚年，他想陪伴他的父亲走完世上最后的日子。
Alternatively, his father might still be alive, but possibly in poor health. If so, he would ask Jesus to heal his father. It's possible that his father was elderly, and he wanted to spend his father's last days with him.
这似乎是一个合理的要求，因为他有一项重要的义务需要去履行。
This seems like a reasonable request, as he had important obligation to fulfill.
若是在平时，这很正常。但是当他面对耶稣的邀请的时候，耶稣正在走向耶路撒冷。这个时候，他等待他的就是十字架。耶稣正需要呼召门徒，差遣他们进入工厂。
Under normal circumstances, it is understandable. But when he faced Jesus' invitation, Jesus was heading towards Jerusalem, knowing that a cross was awaited him. Jesus needed to call his disciples to send him in, to send them into the harvest field.
So, 这个时刻他的回答显然并不讨主的喜悦。
At this moment, his response clearly did not please the Lord.
他说主容我先去，你看，说 Lord first, let me go.
He said, Lord first, let me go.
所以你看到他，其实主耶稣看到他心中的自己的生命责任上的一个真正的优先是什么
？Jesus saw what truly took priority in his heart regarding his life responsibilities.
生命记第六章说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Deuteronomy says.Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
面对神的呼召，面对选择，他爱人胜于爱神。
Faced with God's call and choice, he loved people more than he loved God.
所以耶稣看到的是他心中的试探，指出什么才是他此时的优先。
Jesus saw the temptation in his heart and pointed out what should be his priority at that moment.
所以耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go ahead and proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣这里说的第一个死人，不是指肉体上的死人，而是指灵里死了的人。
Here, the first dead does not mean to be physically dead, but spiritually dead.
而第二个死人才是指肉体上的死了的人。
The second dead refers to those who have physically dead.
所以耶稣用你只管去，然后告诉他传扬神国的道，才是此时他生命的优先。
Then the dead bury their old dead to tell him that proclaiming the kingdom of God should be a priority in his life at that moment.
第十章一开始的时候，耶稣就开始差遣七十个门徒，说这也是为什么在这里，耶稣他开始要邀请人来跟从他。
In chapter 10, Jesus sends out 70 disciples, which is why he invites people to follow him.
而这里他被呼召。他的工作就是让那些灵力死了的人可以得到生命。
The work he was called to do was to bring life to those who are spiritually dead.
这是神对人的计划，也是神对人的恩典。
This is God's plan for humanity, His grace towards humanity.
其中这个人身上，我们看到很熟悉的影子。
From this person, we see a similar shadow.
多少次我们有许多的理由把神的呼召把神的感动放在一边。
A shadow of how many times we have had numerous reasons to set aside God's call and God's prompting.
我有一位同事，他在美国读书的时候有机会接触到福音，听到福音他很感兴趣，他也说他很想成为基督徒，但他说等我老了的时候再信。
I have a colleague, she studied in the United States and had an opportunity to encounter the gospel. She was very interested in Christianity and believed Christianity is good. And he would like to become a Christian after she become older.
可是她不知道她是否有那一天。
However, she does not know if that day will come.
我们也常说，等我配清了我的 mortgage， 等我的孩子离了家，等我退了休，我可以更多的虔诚的好好的来服侍主，来跟随主。
We often say things like, well, "I will believe when I paid off my mortgage. I will wait until my kids have left home. I will wait until I retire. Then I can follow the Lord more humbly."
我们也常常这样安慰自己。因为孩子要参加某一个活动，这次我就不去参加组织崇拜，这次我就不去参加小组聚会了，等等。
We often console ourselves in this way, saying that because our children have to attend a certain activities, we won't go to church worship this time, or we won't go to a small Bible study group anymore.
我们面对神的呼召。我们的选择，主耶稣其实已经清楚地告诉我们，只管去传扬神国的道。
We faced with Jesus' call, our choices Jesus has already made clear to us. Just go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
对我们的孩子，对我们的亲人，对我们的朋友，对我们周围没有得着福音的人，传讲耶稣，这就是我们生命责任的优先。
This is our priority in life for our children, for our relatives, for our friends, and for everyone who has not yet received the gospel of God to preach Jesus to them.
其实耶稣的回答是我们面对选择的时候一个很重要的属灵的原则。
Jesus' response is actually a very important spiritual principle for us when we face with choices.
这也是我们常常要问自己的，当我们面对选择的时候，大到找工作、搬家、买房子等，小到要被邀请参加一个 party， 我们都要问自己：这关乎福音吗
It's something that we often need to ask ourselves when we face choices, whether it's something as significant as finding a job, moving house, or buying a house, or something as small as being invited to an event or a party. We need to ask ourselves, is this about the gospel?
或者是问自己，这跟神传扬神的国的道相关吗？这有助于我跟随耶稣吗？
Is this related to proclaiming the kingdom of God? Will it help me follow Jesus?
我们的时间很有限，我们的精力也很有限。那什么是我们优先，是我们必须要面对选择的时候做出要思考的？
Our time is limited. Our energy is limited. What is our priority? This is something we must consider when making choices.
真言耶稣的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，成为我们选择的时候的 GPS。
May the words of Jesus become the light on the path before us, and may they become the GPS for our choices.
接下来跟大家讲第三个跨越，那跨越生命关系中的优先次序的试探。
The third point I would like to convey is to overcome the temptation of prioritizing relationship.
第九章的61-62节是讲到耶稣跟第三个人的对话。
Verse 61-62 was talking about a conversation between Jesus and the third person.
这个人来到主的面前，向主表明他的意愿，说：“主，我要跟从你。”
The third person came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want to follow you.
他想跟从耶稣，但同时他提出一个请求。
He wanted to follow Jesus, but he also had a request.
从字面上看，这是一个很合理的请求。
And from the meaning of the words, it's reasonable.
马太福音19章也说，你当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
In Matthew, it says like we should respect our parents and also love others as you do to yourself.
So, 我们孝敬父母，敬重父母是神的命令。
So from the message that honor your parents, it is a command from God.
他要离开家，跟随耶稣去耶路撒冷，先去辞别父亲，也是作为一个孩子所应该的。
He will need to go to Jerusalem. So before he goes, he need to say goodbye to his parents, which is reasonable.
So 这个人的请求让我们想到在旧约圣经中记载另外一个类似的例子，那就是以利沙的故事。
This person's request reminds us of another similar example recorded in the Old Testament, which is Elisha's story.
在《列王记上》第19章有这样一个记录：以利沙当以利亚向他邀请做他的先知的接班人的时候，他跟他说：“请求你容我先与父亲亲嘴。”然后他就回去了。回去以后，他宰了一对牛，用掏牛的器具煮肉给民吃。随后，他起身跟随以利亚，服侍他。
So, this is the request where Elisha was called to be a prophet. He made request to Elisha. Elisha made a request to Elijah, and Elisha said.Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye. So he went and he slaughtered the oxes and burned his plowing equipment to cook the meat and give it to the people. And then he set off to follow Elijah and become his servant.
从圣经的故事，我们知道以利沙的行为是神所喜悦的。
From the Bible, we can see Elijah's request was pleased by God.
然而主耶稣并没有赞同这个人的请求，又是为什么？
However, the Jesus at this time in Luke did not approve the third person's request.
其实从耶稣的回答，我们看到这个人他的心里真正所想的。
Because from the request, Jesus could tell what is the priority in his heart.
并且也看到最后会是怎样的结局。
And he also could see the result of his request.
我们从这个人的话可以看到他心里的优先次序。
We can really see the prioritizing the sequence in their request.
所以你看他说主我要跟从但容我先这样子的一些动作一些次序。
So we can really see the sequential phrases. First it says Lord and then but.
这三个关键词表达的是他内心真正的他的优先的关系的优先次序。
From this sequential order, you can really see the priority in this third person's heart.
其实他在跟主耶稣在好像在谈判，他是在说：“是的，你是我的主，我要跟从你。但是对不起，我的生命中有一根优先的关系。”
So from these words, we can tell, he is saying that, Lord, I want to follow you, but first.I have something else. So he is negotiating with Jesus.
这就是这个人所面对的试探，也是我们今天的基督徒所要面对的试探。
This is the temptation the third person faced. It's also the temptation faced by Christians today.
主耶稣的回答很深刻，他用农夫犁田的比喻来警告门徒不摆正优先次序的结局。
Jesus' response is profound. He used the analogy of farmer plowing fields to warn the disciples of consequence of not setting their priorities straight.
他说到手扶着向后看不配进三个不同的 动词在这里向我们显明什么样的结局。
He said like you need to put hands straight on a plow andlooks back as if it fits the service in the kingdom of God.
其实当我们犹豫不决的时候，也是魔鬼得着我们的开始。
When we hesitate, the devil gains ground on us.
其实大家有没有这个经历？就是你去买车的时候，那个 car dealer 的 salesman， 他其实他销售车的车行销售员，他是最知道人的心理。
So in fact, like many of us have experience to buy a car, so car dealership salesmen are more aware of human's psychology.
当一个人去看车，他看了半天，他很想买一辆车，然后当他说让我回去跟家人商量一下的时候 ，salesman 就会知道他一回去就可能不会再回来。
So when someone goes to look at a car and spend a long time considering it, by then says, I need to go back to discuss with my family, the salesperson knows that once they leave, they are unlikely to come back.
所以他会想方设法让你当时就做出买卖的决定。
So they will do everything they could to get you to make a decision to buy the car.
记得当时我在加州一次买车的经历。当时我看好车，也谈好了价钱，结果那后来发现我忘了带我的 checkbook， 不能配我的 down payment。那个时候已经是晚上六七点钟，那个 salesman 说：“我跟你回家，去拿那张 check， 开车二三十个 mile 回到我的家里，然后把那个 deal 给搞定。”
I remember my experience buying a car at a dealership in California. We had chosen a car and negotiating the price, but I realized I hadn't brought my checkbook to make the down payment. It was already evening, around 6 to 7 p.m., but the salesperson was willing to drive 20 to 30 minutes to my house to get a check.
他这样做是因为如果当时他没有敲定这个买卖，我很有可能就改变主意，就不会再回去。
He did this because he knew that if the deal wasn't sealed at that moment, I might change my mind and not go back.
这就是我们人的写照。是的，我们想要跟随耶稣，但是因着我们心中的一些放不下的东西，或者是一些别的拦阻，它会成为我们跟随他的一个阻拦。
So this reflects our human nature. When we do not let go of something, it becomes obstacles for us.
在属灵生活中，我们也会很容易的被眼前的一些东西所吸引，我们的心也很容易被属世的欲望所占据。
In our spiritual lives, we are easily drawn by the things in front of us, and our hearts are easily occupied by worldly desires.
跟随耶稣就像农夫犁田一样。
Following Jesus is like plowing a field.
其实主耶稣的这个比喻有两层的意思。他第一是主耶稣说跟从他的人，就是他的期待，就像进入到一个工厂里面，与神一起同工来传扬神的道。
Jesus' analogy has two meanings. First, it's Jesus' expectation for those who follow him, expecting them to work in God's field, to labor with God, and to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
第二，他是说跟从他的人需要专心做工，就像在地里犁田的农夫一样。
Second, those who follow him need to focus on their work to accomplish the mission entrusted to them by the Lord, just as plowing a field.
其实，在农村犁田，我不知道你们有没有经历啊，是以前要求还蛮高的农活。
Plowing fields is in rural areas is a demanding agriculture task.
犁田的时候，你的手要扶着犁，然后你的眼光要看着前面，很专注，并且你的手的力量要刚刚好，不能太深，因为太深那牛就拉不动了，又不能太浅，太浅的话就达不到犁田的效果。
The strength, when plowing one.And the person must hold the plow firmly, follow behind the ox, and stay very focused. The strength of the hands must be just right. Too much force will plow too deep, the ox couldn't move forward. And too little force will plow too shallow, failing to achieve the desired effect.
并且你还必须目光注视前方，以至于你不会走歪。
And he must keep their eyes fixed ahead to avoid veering off the course.
如果你犁田的时候向后看，很难把你所犁的田、所干的农活做得很直、很标准。
When plowing a field, if you keep looking back, it's difficult to do the work properly.
第六十二节说，手扶着犁向后看。其实，在英文哈，这个向后看，这是一个。不断进行的动作，也就是说，他犁田的时候不断往后看。
In verse 62, it says, "Having put your hand to the plow and looking back, the action of looking back is a continuum."
所以，当你一边犁田一边不断的往后看的时候，你可以想象你最后做的工是什么样的效果。
As you plow the field and keep looking back, you can imagine the result.
耶稣说，这样的人不适合成为神的国，为神的国做工。
Jesus said that such a person is not suitable for working for the kingdom of God.
那和合本的翻译本是说不配进神的国，其实是同一个意思。
So in the NIV version, it says like they are not fit for service in the kingdom of God, which is the same.
耶稣看见这个人的心中。他对他的周围的人和事的许多的留恋。
Jesus saw that this person's heart was attached to many things around him.
对世界有很多的难受。
With lingering attachment to the world.
因为他会像罗德的妻子一样，不得进神的国。
Like Lot's wife, they could not enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣在这里也在告诉我们，做主的门徒，我们必须要目光向前。 定睛在主耶稣的身上，并且立定心智，一心一意跟随。
This, the Lord Jesus is telling us that to be disciples of God, we must keep our eyes forward, fix our gaze on the Lord Jesus, and be determined to follow him wholeheartedly.
这对于我们今天的基督徒来说是非常的重要，因为我们今天是面对一个充满各样的试探，充满各样的动荡，也是很容易让人忧虑的时刻。
So this is so important for us today. Today we face various temptations in the world filled with turmoil, a time that can easily lead to worry.
你看昨天在莫斯科发生的音乐厅的抢劫事件，100多人丧失生命，真的不知道某一天什么时候在你的身边发生什么样的事情。
As we know that yesterday there's an attack in Moscow, and then from which we can really tell that we do not know what will happen to us.
当你看到这一切，你自然会让你忧虑，让你忧虑，让你彷徨，让你迷失。
So when you see all of this, it's natural to hesitate, to worry, and to feel lost.
但是这位超越时空的神，他要让我们记住我们的盼望。在他那里。
This God who transcends time and space reminds us that our hope is in Him.
记得有一首诗歌写得很好，它叫《我已经决定》，I have decided to follow Jesus. 他说：“我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回头。尽管可能会怀疑，但我仍会跟随。”
Remember a hymn that expresses it really well. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No matter what laid ahead of me, I have decided to follow him. No turning back.
虽无人同行，我仍要跟随。十架在前面，世界在背后，永不回头，永不回头。
Though no one join me, still I will follow. The cross before me, the world behind me.No turning back, no turning back.
这是我们得胜的秘诀，也是主对我们的期待。
This is the secret of our victory and the expectation of the Lord for us.
总结一下哈，在路加在这里其实记录了三个人的回答。我们不知道他们最后是如何回应耶稣的。
So in conclusion, look.Does not record the responses of these three different individuals. So we do not know how they responded to Jesus. It's left for us today to continue writing this story.
如果耶稣今天就站在你的面前，对你说，来跟从我，什么是你的回应？
If Jesus were standing before you today saying, Come, follow me, what would you respond?
你会因着信心放下自己跟随耶稣吗？
Would you set aside yourself and follow Jesus?
你会因着爱主立即起来跟从耶稣吗？
Would you immediately rise and follow Jesus?
你会因着神应许的永恒的盼望专心跟随耶稣吗？
Would you, following the eternal hope promised by God, wholeheartedly follow Jesus?
耶稣跟这三个人的对话告诉我们，做主门徒的秘诀，就是我们的生命必须有的三个跨越。
Jesus' dialogue with these three individuals tells us that secret of being disciples of the Lord, which in the three crossings our lives.
就跨越物质生活享受的试探，跨越生命责任的优先次序的试探，跨越生命关系的优先次序的试探。
To overcome the temptation of prioritizing material pleasures, life responsibilities, and personal relationships.
我们必须承认，靠着自己，我们无法战胜这三大试探。
We must admit that on our own we cannot overcome these temptations.
真的，我们做不到。我们真正的来跟随耶稣做主的门徒。
We cannot truly follow Jesus on our own.
但感谢神，因着主耶稣的宝血，因着他的救赎，我们成为了神的儿女，在基督里，这一切就成为可能。
Thanks to be God, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ and His redemption, we have become children of God, and all things are made possible in Christ.
马可福音第十章曾经说：“说在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神在神凡事都能。”
In Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God everything is possible."
只有靠着主才能真正做主的门徒，这是神的应许。
Only by relying on the Lord can we truly become disciples of the Lord. This is the promise of God.
那我们如何来回应呢？
So how can we respond?
19世纪末有一件发生在底特律的故事。
The story from late 19th century Detroit goes like this.
1891年的一个夏日的傍晚，有一个男子，他在铁道的路口遇难，他的家人起诉铁路公司，他们声称铁道路口的那个看守人疏忽大意。
On a summer evening in 1891, a man was killed on a railway crossing road. His family sued the railway transportation company, claiming the negligence on the part of railway crossing guard during the trial.
在审判期间，那个看守的人被叫到法庭上面，让他来做人证。检察官那时候问了他几个问题。
During the trial, the night watchman was called to witness.
问他，事故发生的时候你在十字路口值班吗？是的，先生，我是。
Prosecutor asked him several questions. Were you on duty at the intersection when an accident occurred? Yes, sir, I was.
你有警示灯吗？是的，先生，我有的。
Did you have warning lights? Yes, sir, I did.
火车来的时候，你有没有毁动你的指示灯，表示警示吗？是的，先生，我毁动了好几次。
Did you wave the lights to signal when a train was coming? Yes, sir, I waved several times.
在他对每一个问题都做出肯定的回答以后，这个看守的人帮助铁路公司赢了那一场官司。
With each affirmative answer, the crossing guard helped the railway win the case.
后来，这一位铁路的公司的官员来探访这一位看守人，感谢他为他所提供的有力的、肯定的回证据，帮助铁路公司赢了那一场官司。
Later, a railway official came to see the guard and thanked him for providing evidence to win the case.
最后那位官员就问这一位这个看守人，他叫加维斯，他说：“加维斯先生，请告诉我，你在审讯的时候你紧张吗？”
The official asked that person whose name is Mr. Jarvis, tell me, were you nervous during the stand?
加维斯先生他回答说：“说是的。”我很紧张，我每时每刻都担心他会问我一个问题，就是说你的警示灯，你的警示灯是点着的吗？
The watchman replied, "Yes, I was very nervous. I was worried every moment that he would ask if the warning lights were on."
这个人看似他尽了他的力，做了他该做的工，但是他没能救那个人。
This man seemed to do everything to exert his effort, but he couldn't save that person.
因为他的灯中没有光。
Because there was no light in his lantern.
这个故事其实在提醒我们一个现实，在我们今天的教会中就有这样的人。
This story reminds us of reality present in today's church.
我们看起来像门徒， 其实他们只是在走过场，他们的灯笼中没有点亮。
There are those who appear to be disciples. They are just going through the motions, but their lamps are not lit because they do not truly know Jesus.
是的，因为他们并不真正的认识耶稣，他们从未真正的跟随过耶稣，他们没有耶稣的生命。
They have never really followed him. They lack the life of Jesus.
所以这个故事在提醒我们，做主的门徒的关键是我们生命中有耶稣，这样我们才能够配做神的工。
This story serves as a reminder that as disciples of the Lord, the key is to have Jesus in our lives, so that we may be fit for God's work.
Designing God 里面有一篇 Greg Moss 写的一篇文章，它的题目叫做 Losing Christ in Christianity. 他有一个小副标题，他说 Am I in danger of losing Christ in Christianity? 这就是我们今天很多的人的写照。他说很多时候我们去买这些属灵的书籍，结果你把书买走了，然后呢，耶稣他自己留在书店里面，很可悲。
Desire God's article by Greg Morse, the head of title is Losing Christ in Christianity. The subtitle is Am I in danger of losing Christ in my Christianity? The whole point of this book was talking about many Christians go to bookstores to buy books about God, but they only bought books. They left Jesus in the bookstore.
这是一个很好的提醒。我们不知道大家还记得去年的时候，二月份，在 Kentucky 的 Asbury University 有一场在校园里面自发发起的持续两个多星期的不间断的祷告和敬拜。
I don't know if you guys if remember this story. Like 1 year ago, there was a simultaneous, continuous 2-week prayer and worship gathering on the campus of Asbury University in Kentucky.
它吸引了许许多多的人。
Which attracted many people.
也让我们看到人对神的渴慕。
We saw a thirst for God among people.
渴望自己能被神所得着，渴望自己的生命可以被复兴。
A desire to be touched by God, a longing for revival in their lives.
其实这是活在这个世代的每一个基督徒应该有的渴慕。
In fact, this is a longing that every Christian living in this generation should have.
今天神借着路加福音的经文在跟我们每一个人说话。
Today, Jesus speaks to each one of us through the scriptures of Gospel of Luke.
跟随耶稣做主门徒的秘诀就是你心里有耶稣。
Revealing the secret of being a disciple of Jesus, having Jesus in your heart.
那作为回应，我就问大家，让大家来问自己，你的基督信仰在你心里占据什么位置？
I would like to ask you guys a question. Please reflect in your heart. What place does your faith in Christ occupy in your heart?
你的基督信仰让你如何看待罪？
Your Christian faith shapes how your Christian faith shapes your view of sin.
你的基督信仰让你如何看待基督？
Is your Christian faith helps you to see the gospel of Jesus?
你的基督信仰在你的内心和生活中结出什么样的果子？
What kind of fruits does your faith would bring?
中马田牧师他曾经说过一句话，说我们要像以利亚在加密山上一样，因为我们建立祭坛。而是神他降下圣灵的火。
So Pastor Lloyd Jones said, like, we need to set up the temple in our heart so that Jesus, the God would set up and send the fire of spirit to dwell in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，下一个主日就是复活节。
So next weekend is Easter.
当我们在思想耶稣的死和复活的时候，让我们每一天来到神的面前，用神的灵来改变我们。
As Easter Sunday approaches, reflect on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us come before God every day, inviting Him to transform us.
如果你是基督徒，让我们建立祭坛，每一天恒切的祷告，来亲近神，跟随神。
So if you're a Christian, set up a holy temple in your heart and seek His salvation.An invitation to pray and confess your desire, your sins to God.
如果你是慕道友，这是神的邀请，借着祷告向神认罪，接受他成为你个人的救主。因为只有在他里面，我们的心才有真正的满足。
If you are about to become a Christian, so set up a temple as well, seek salvation.Through invitation of prayers, confess your sins to recognize Jesus as your Savior.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
阿爸天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you so much.
我们感谢你借着路加福音向我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us through verses in Luke.
我们感谢你向我们发出的呼召。
Thank you for calling us.
主啊，帮助我们，我们可以战胜我们生命中的试探。
Help us to overcome the temptation in our lives.
真的，我们以至于我们可以来跟随你。
So that we can faithfully follow you.
当我们跟随的时候，主啊，我们的信心不足，但求主你自己来坚固我们。
As you know, we are little faith. Please strengthen our faith in you.
更是在这一个新的新Holy Week 的时候，帮助我们默想主你所成就的一切的时候，主你来得着我们。
Through this Holy Week, please set up a temple so that we can confess, we can pray, and eventually we belong to you.
以至于我们每一个人都会成为讨主喜悦的门徒。
So that we can be disciples that can please you.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.